Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Anything you want here. We are kicking off the second hour of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Tyler
and Mark.
We've been talking about some of the changes that are happening out there, some of which a lot of folks may not be aware of because, well, you're not spending your days in industrial parks anymore. But some of the people who've visited them recently that are hanging out in our chat room here tonight on the Discord server are seeing, well, emptiness. There's nothing happening because people aren't going to work. And a lot of these companies are saying, yeah, you can just stay working at home. Now, some, I think there was some news stories about how what seemed like this sort of wonderful honeymoon of not coming to work was just going to work out great. Turns out some people aren't so great at working from home because they don't have some boss hovering over them with an expectation of, you know, their TPS reports being turned in on time or whatever.
It is important to get those in.
I suspect that it's working fine for some people and not so fine for some other people. There maybe is a bit of a learning curve and so on. But if you've had experience with this, if this is happening in your, you know, you worked in an office before, but now you don't, what have they been telling you? Are you going to be able to come back to work? Or is it the new policy is they're just going to go ahead and keep this work from home thing going? They don't have to pay the rent. They'll sell the building and everybody can just stay at home. And maybe they'll cut your paycheck a little bit later. Now, I don't know if that part's happened yet, right? Because all the government money's been flowing in from these PPP loans or whatever they're called. But
it would cause a downward pressure on paychecks generally.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so, because
overhead can come down.
The person who is competing for your job, and there always is somebody, that person is going to figure into their calculation. They're not going to be figuring gasoline, suits, lunch out, and a variety of other things.
Right.
So they're going to be willing to work for 10% less or something.
Yeah, so you're saying pressure will come from the marketplace as far as
that's people. Where pressure comes from.
Right. We can go to your calls and thoughts here. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We got Alan. He's on the line in Tennessee listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Alan. Alan in Tennessee?
Yes.
Hey, we've got you. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to make a comment on the mask.
Do me one favor first. Can you pick up your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to pick up the phone because we're hearing ourselves back and it's annoying. So go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about the mask.
Yes.
I work for a delivery service, one of the big ones. And I've not worn a mask yet. I won't wear a mask.
Excellent.
And anyone that don't want to wear a mask, by law, doesn't have to. All they've got to do is tell them that they've got a health reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
And by the Disability American Act, they don't have to, period.
Well, apparently that doesn't work on Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines have announced within the last month or so that they are no longer going to be accepting people with medical exemptions.
Well, then they would be sued.
Apparently that hasn't happened yet. Maybe they could. Maybe they will be.
Maybe they're prepping.
Yeah.
I think they will be.
Okay.
And as far as your thing about people staying at home and doing a lot more ordering, you're absolutely correct. Like I said, I work for one of the big delivery companies, and we are getting hammered. Most volume we've had ever.
Wow.
What is it, ever?
Is it like Christmas every month now?
Oh, every day.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the major delivery companies.
8 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's long enough.
And I'm working about between an hour and a half to 2 hours a day more than I was.
Incredible.
Anytime.
What's the percentage of your coworkers who are wearing masks?
None.
Really? Wow. All right.
I hadn't worn any mask in any place that says mask required yet.
Excellent.
You're basically in and out, right? Like, you most of the time you're outside, and then you rush in, you drop some stuff off, and then you go?
Yeah, you will go in and get signatures at businesses and stuff.
Okay.
But see, in Chattanooga, they have a mandatory mask required anytime you go in and anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I went to Sam's down there, and I went to a few other places in Chattanooga, because I'm from Cleveland, and they just look at me when I walk in the door, and I just wave at them and keep on going.
Yeah, nobody's going to say anything mean to the delivery guy.
Right.
He's bringing good stuff.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about when I'm just out. When I'm out, just out shopping during the week, we went to Red Lobster the other day, and I walked in, and they looked at me and said, "You're supposed to wear a mask." I said, "No, I've got health reasons. I don't wear one," and just walked on to my table.
That was it. All right. Excellent advice. So. Anything else you want to share, Alan?
Nope, that's good.
Good
you
call,
have a great
man.
Day.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for your service out there. I appreciate it. We got Larry. He's on the line in Indiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, people think it's funny, you know, when they say that they're trying to get around these regulations that they're putting in place. But here's what it's going to boil down to is that when you have a workplace, right, they'll send somebody in there to check and see if your employees are wearing masks, right? And if they're not doing it, then the officials will come in, test everybody in your building, and if one person tests positive, they quarantine the whole place for 14 days. And shut your business down.
Is this happening in Indiana?
It's happening in Indiana. They've already fined people $1,000 fine for the first time, $10,000 for the next time. So they've got this one venue that they've already fined $1,000. They fined some hairdressers $1,000, which put them out of business.
Sure.
And they're allowing our downtown to be overrun by homeless people. It's just a mess down there. Human waste all over the place.
Oh, God.
Buildings boarded up. And, you know, I think why they're doing it, guys, is to get federal money because they've concentrated the homeless. And, you know, they're doing the census right now, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They're building all these big high-rise condos and stuff right downtown, and they want to include the homeless people in the count so they can get the money off of their backs before they boot them out. So
it's an interesting theory.
It's just true, but I think it's really terrible because our moratorium on utility cutoffs ends Friday, right? And
ooh,
the evictions end Friday, too. And the governor got on and laughed and joked. He's a dimwit anyway. It looks like Family Guy. But he got on there laughing and joking about him and the people. You'll have to find some other way to pay it. And, you know, all these people are going to get dumped in the street because they haven't been paying their rent. They haven't been paying their utility bills. And then
I think I saw a story that one out of four Americans missed a bill payment in the last month quarter.
You know what the real crime is going to be? Is when you find out that you thought you had unlimited data, right? And you were not going to have to pay for it. But you had to pay. They're going to start charging. And just think of all the data bills that have been run up and your internet's going to get cut off. So you're a slave to them too, even the people that have government phones. What's going to happen is they're going to get charged for all the data they use from watching porn or whatever else they watch. It's true. You know it is.
Oh, of course it is. Now they can watch it even easier because they're at home. They're not even at the office.
I know. And then they get unlimited porn. And then you're going to run up a heck of a data bill.
Well, the good news is a lot of internet is uncapped, or at least supposedly is uncapped, although a lot of them have been wanting to pass that. Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. There are some internet companies that would love to charge by the gigabyte, but it's just there's enough competition, I think, out there to where they just don't think they can get away with it.
Yeah, there are certainly plans that you can get by the gig, but yeah.
But not usually for home internet. It's very uncommon.
No, that's
talking about cell phone.
I was that way under
satellite, maybe.
Yeah, satellite a long time ago.
But your DSL, your typical cable connections, if there's a cap, it's so high that almost no one would ever encounter it. Southwest Airlines, according to CNN, removed a passenger and her 3-year-old son from a Monday flight after the boy, who has autism, refused to wear a face mask.
Oh boy!
Does he hate his grandmother? And he got upset. Passenger Alyssa Sadler, who was traveling with a 1-year-old daughter as well, told CNN affiliate KPRC.
Did they not remove the 1-year-old daughter from the plane?
The family was deplaned from the Southwest flight from Midland to Houston, Texas. She said it was just not a good morning. He was screaming, throwing a fit.
Poor
he
kid.
Was screaming, no, no, no. We'll tell you a little bit more about this. Why did they remove this child from the airplane? Well, it's because of their new no-tolerance policy that I mentioned to you earlier. 855-450 free. No medical exemptions allowed, apparently, on Southwest. At least that's what they were reporting.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, discord.lrn.fm. I want to say thanks to Seehaw, who was a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that C-Haw is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, which we can do. There's probably a few hundred more that we could theoretically add. We have close to 200 now. We're at the 195 range. So if you want to help us do that, please join AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight is Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
And again, it's only $5 a month. You can use credit card, debit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, BTC. So do like C-Haw did. Join up over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool bennies for doing that. We're going to go back into your calls, but just a little bit more about what happened on the flight within Texas. It was actually inter-Texas, flying from Midland, Texas to Houston, Texas, on a Southwest Air flight. A little boy, 3 years old, he would not wear a mask. He has autism. And so because he wouldn't wear a mask and became upset about being forced to, or, you know, people pressuring
somebody
him,
with autism is likely to do.
He said, no, no, no. And they said, you're off this plane. The mom, Alyssa Sadler, told KPRC her son has a sensory processing disorder and doesn't like his face being touched. And she had a medical note.
That just sounds normal.
Yeah.
He had a face being touched.
Right. She had a medical note explaining the condition. Sadler added the family previously had been able to fly from Houston to Midland without an issue. They were visiting her husband, who's working in Midland. The Monday flight had left the gate in Midland, but the plane turned around when it became clear the child was not going to wear a mask during the journey. Southwest Airlines has a strict mask policy that requires all passengers 2 and older to wear a mask or face covering for the duration of the flight.
Yeah, I think this is mud in their eye when it comes to this this policy of theirs. I mean, you now have an autistic 3-year-old boy with a note from his doctor causing everybody to be late.
Well, he could have the coronavirus and kill somebody's grandmother. I mean, we can't just allow some child on an airplane.
If that was their concern, they wouldn't get in a giant metal tube and fly 30,000 feet where there's no air.
Well, that's the thing. They can do it because they're not second-class citizens. It's the people who won't wear the masks that are second-class citizens. And so now, if you won't wear a mask, you got to drive. Sorry. Now, maybe there are some airlines that will allow you to do it, because we only reported initially on American Airlines and Southwest, and that's why the mom was surprised, right? Mom was surprised. She'd been able to fly with her son prior, you know, to this one flight. Why did this change? Well, their policy changed
in
late July.
Well, their policy isn't a Supreme Court ruling. And
no, but it's their policy.
I understand it's their policy, and sometimes companies in this world and in this country are told to take their policy and shove them right up their old intake valve, right?
And that may happen here. Who knows?
Right. And what I'm thinking is that the delivery driver who we just talked to, who mentions the Americans with Disabilities Act, mm-hmm. and the Americans with Disabilities Act is unique in so much as it is something that's enforced through lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have never seen anybody get a ticket for parking ADA places,
state
places.
Enforced.
Maybe that is. Well, how about this?
And yes, they do ticket.
There are outlines on how many handicap spots you need to have out in front of your business.
Mm, there's a percentage of whatever, yeah.
Right. But that's only enforced through precedent.
Okay.
So it's not like when you go and build or anything like that, the town's going to come out and say, you don't have enough, you can't open up. Or the federal government certainly isn't going to do it. That's something that's happened over time with, you know, we decided that you need this many and they have to be this big and that kind of thing. So people in ramps and all this stuff, all that
right.
stuff is based on lawsuits.
So. And libertarians are generally against that. I'd like to point that out, right? Because it's a bunch of bureaucrats telling you how you've got to run your business and mm-hmm. the things that you have to put into your business because they said so, because one crippled person is enough of an excuse for you to have to do all kinds of ridiculous renovations.
But the person who has disabilities is the one who has to sue. They have standing.
I understand that.
So they have to put skin in the game. They have to go waste time, you know, and it's like...
Well, they'll find an attorney.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll do it for them, but it's going to cost something.
In some cases,
at least up front.
There are attorneys who are disabled who manage to make this a living.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They go around and find all the little things that some commercial property owner has done wrong.
But we should have known that these mask exemption things weren't going to last, the medical exemption, I mean, because I think I saw an article saying Connecticut is now saying you have to have proof to
yes.
declare a medical exemption, right?
Yes, they are.
And even if enough people wanted to, like, file lawsuits.
Wait a minute. Just to clarify, mm-hmm. you have to have a note from a doctor, basically, which doesn't mean that it has to say what your problem is. So they're still technically within the privacy law.
HIPAA.
Yeah. So they're technically supposedly still within HIPAA because all they're saying is, do you have your hall pass from your doctor?
Right, a hall pass. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case, if that young, if it had been another airline, the kid would have been fine and we wouldn't be reading a national news story about a 3-year-old with autism kicked off a plane who has a doctor's note.
The face mask policy was originally introduced in early May, and starting July 27th, the airline introduced mandatory face coverings with, quote, no exemptions, unquote, apart for children under 2 years old. We reported on this when it happened, that this is now, no medical exemptions. If you got a medical exemption, they want you to drive. Or hitch a ride or walk or
another
whatever.
Another interesting part of this is that the birth date was reported by the parents.
So, of the child?
Yes.
So they could have claimed
there
it.
There is no ID, right? So she could have told a lie.
But that only lasts for so long. I mean, at some point, they're not going to believe he's two anymore.
Well, she probably didn't think that she needed to, because it's such an obscene rule.
It is.
Like, you're one
obscene,
kid on
yes.
a plane,
yeah,
and you guys are already hurting as an airline.
Right. She probably thought, someone will show compassion towards my son.
Nope. Somebody will be reasonable.
The airline said, if a customer cannot wear a mask for any reason, Southwest will, quote, be unable to transport the individual, unquote. The carrier added that in those instances, a full refund will be issued, and that they, quote, hope to welcome the customer on board in the future.
I'm sure they could hope all they want, but now this family and people who, that are moved by this story are going to be saying to themselves, Southwest is a bunch of jerks.
If they say public health guidance regarding face coverings changes. So they're blaming it on the government. They're saying here, look.
Well, then how come all the other airlines can do it? That sounds like a cop out of the highest degree.
Are they?
We have read on the air that.
We read about two of them.
Yeah, those are the major ones.
We read about two of them that are not allowing medical exemptions, but in that article there were some other suggestions that maybe some other airlines also were doing similar things. So I don't know what the current status is of all the major airlines out there, but it would be interesting if somebody did know that, or there was some sort of a breakdown out there on where's the best place to fly if you don't want to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got some experience with it, get on the phones, let us know. Maybe you just got off an airplane tonight. You're just getting in your car, putting the key in the ignition, and you're tuning in, and you're like, oh, yeah, I was just on JetBlue. Well, I'll tell you, when I saw a photo of JetBlue, like 2 months ago, it was the sea of those shields. So they weren't wearing the medical masks. They were wearing the shield that sort of wraps around with plastic all around your whole face. It was a sea of them. Photo of the inside of the plane. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrency. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. On the other side of the aisle, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is blaming Democrats for the stalled talks on a new economic stimulus package.
What we're not willing to do is rubber stamp a behemoth $3.4 trillion deal that the Democrats put forward that was fundamentally unserious, that would have made ballot harvesting mainstream, that was a Democrat wish list.
And in financial news, the Dow and S&P lost, while the NASDAQ gained 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans should mask up when they're going outside their homes.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate.
Fueled by drought conditions, wildfires are continuing to burn across the western United States. Fires are continuing to burn in Arizona, Colorado, and California. Daryl Osby is a firefighter in Southern California. He says they're doing what they can to control the fires.
We have a lull in the fire because of the cloud cover, but we're concerned that once this cloud cover goes away, they're going to see a lot of active fire activity, especially tomorrow into the weekend. So we're going to do all that we can today to try to do the best we can to contain this fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Would you like more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, you can make it happen. And if you do, then you can also earn passive income for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at those businesses. It's thanks to the AnyPay Ambassador Program. Now, AnyPay, you can get started by downloading the AnyPay Cash Register app over on the Google or Apple app stores. Actually, they renamed it recently. It's just AnyPay now because they got like the trademark or something like that for AnyPay, but you can still, I think, search for AnyPay Cash Register, and I think it'll still come up. AnyPayInc.com is where you can go to learn more about what they're doing at AnyPay. They got some really cool stuff they're working on behind the scenes right now. I'm looking forward to announcing it, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. I don't want to tease too much because, you know, if I let on too far, it'll end up getting pushed back, and I don't want to go further than that, but I'm excited about what they're up to.
We are, however, on the podcast, putting any pay updates at the end of the show.
Yeah, they did one recently, right?
Right, they've done two now. I had just uploaded another.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next night,
yep,
we'll have it added on there. And it's so well, they're so well done.
Well, of course, Derek J. I mean,
yeah, so well done.
He does excellent things. So, by the way, Derek J is coming out here to Keene this weekend. He's going to be at the Mask Freedom event happening on Saturday. It's going to be attracting people from all over, I think, the region.
Is he sitting in the show?
Don't have any plans for that. No, he hasn't said anything to me about that. I don't think we have an open seat, but It's always great to see Derek Jason. I was just pointing out he's going to be hanging out in Keene on Saturday because of the mask protests. So he's coming out to get his hair cut at the new Keene Barber that is now taking cryptocurrency here in town, which is right next to a yogurt and ice cream place that is now taking cryptocurrency here in town, which is right next to the Corner News, which has been taking cryptocurrency for most of the last decade. So there's actually a whole block. It's a small block, only three businesses, but all three out of three businesses on that block are all taking cryptocurrency, which is pretty cool. So check out AnyPayInc.com. Those guys are doing some awesome work, and all those businesses here in Keene are taking it with AnyPay. They're using the AnyPay software. AnyPayInc.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Bob is in Illinois listening on the radio. Bob, where are you in Illinois?
Springfield.
All right. Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I've got two questions for you, sir. And,
yeah.
And first of all, this is Ian.
It's me, yep.
Mm-hmm. I love your show. I miss nobody. Thanks. I love listening to him.
Well, don't you worry. He'll be back tomorrow night.
All right. Now, I've got two questions, and then I'll get off here. First of all, how can Kamala Harris be called an African-American? Her father was born in Jamaica, and I forgot where her mother was born. But
India,
it was an African.
I think she's Indian.
Yeah, India, okay. Yeah, yes. Okay, but they're calling her an African American. That's my first question. How can they call
I'll
her?
I'll answer that question from what I understand. We asked a gentleman who called this show probably a decade ago, you know, what's your preference, right? Because he sounded black, and so we, you know, went out on a limb and asked him, and he was, and he said he just prefers to be called black. You know, so I think a lot of people on the left, they presume when they see a dark-skinned person that that person must be from Africa or originally from Africa or whatever. And so they are trying to be sensitive or whatever.
Sure.
And so they use the term, they've been trained to use the term African-American, rather than asking somebody if they have a preference and what that preference is. They sort of reflexively do that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's a bunch of people being namby-pamby about it all. At some point or another, we're going to be bogged down by the verbiage to the point that people are going to be like, I just can't speak this language anymore. Instead of saying black, which is a nice short one-syllable terminology, admittedly, it has a hard K on the end. It could sound rough to the bedwetters out there. I gotcha. But, you know, American of sub-Saharan African descent is a little wordy.
Don't forget your pronouns, he, her, his, or
right. Right, and you know, whatever the preference is, I mean, it just gets so dizzying in order to be politically correct. And I know we're not supposed to use that term anymore either, but
we're not supposed to say politically correct.
And the funny thing is that because if you say politically correct, you're only going after what you're only attacking whatever is politically correct. So therefore, you must be a bigot.
Ah,
and the thing is I don't even know which side cares about Kamala Harris's race more. Is it the Democrats that care the more, or is it the Republicans? I don't even have an answer for you. As far as I'm concerned, she's just a lady who locks a bunch of people up. She's another authoritarian. Also ran the Democratic Party. They wanted to push her. Hey, look, we have a woman of color. So what? Says their voters. They didn't care, but somehow they're going to, okay, part two, the Veep.
I'm going to bring Bob back on. I'm sorry, Bob, I had to put you on hold there. There was just too much noise coming from your phone. I think you were breathing into it. Go ahead.
I said I totally agree with what you just said. I believe it's just a ploy to get more votes on one side. But I believe if you're born in America, you're just an American.
I think that's a nice thing. I like human beings, too. I don't like the whole idea of breaking people down by race. What was your other question, though, Bob? You had another one?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Now they want to take kids back into schools, young children, and put masks on them. Hell, I've raised children. I can't even, when I send them outside, they won't even keep their shoes on. Now, how are these kids going to keep masks on their face?
Well, that's a great question. They are being indoctrinated, Bob, and thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. There is a high level of indoctrination going on with young children and wearing these masks. There's a lot of parents who are telling their kids they got to wear their masks, and, oh, you're little Johnny, you're going back to school, you got to mask up, it's the new policy, you don't want to get in trouble. And I've actually got a whole article here, which I don't know if we're going to get into it, but about in New Hampshire, some of the schools are getting ready to go back into session and or are actually going into session. And there's just this photograph that just, to me, it's just so sad. On the front of this story from Foster's Daily Democrat, where there's two little boys, you know, they got their backpacks on, they both got masks on, and, you know, it's a nice summer day, and they're both standing out in front of the schoolhouse with what appears to be some bureaucrat or their mother handing them what appears to be, you know, hand sanitizer. So, okay, boys, here you go. You got to get your hand sanitizer on before you touch the door to the school. And don't forget to sanitize your hands before you go to every class.
I'm all for more clean hands in this world. And remember, schools were cesspits of infection before COVID.
Yeah.
And
you know what? We all survived it.
Well, not all of us did.
All of us who are alive survived it, by some definition.
People, some, well, yes, but all of us who survived it survived
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. All of us survived it. I don't know a single kid who died in elementary school from having not cleaned his hands.
You don't know, but spinal meningitis is real, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the flu
so
is real.
So is chicken pox.
The flu probably killed more people, and the flu certainly killed more kids.
And I don't care if it did, because I don't want to tell people that they need to be hand sanitizing every action that they take. That whenever they open
I'm going to
a
tell
door,
people right now, shut down every institution. Shut them down. We do not need to collect kids in classrooms 30 deep.
But they're gonna keep doing it.
Washing your hands is great, right? These kids should be washing their hands anyway. In fact, what we all should be doing is just washing our hands more and forget about the masks. But the mask part of it, it's like schools are already dystopian enough. It's like you have to stand in lines, listen to bells, you don't put your head down on your desk, and blah, blah, blah. Now you've got masks and you're taking away these children's individuality.
Absolutely.
It's disgusting.
And schools have been taking away individuality for a long time, so masks are just the most recent component to that.
Mm-hmm.
But some schools, for instance, have uniforms where that's the whole point, is to take away individuality. In fact, the argument for uniforms by those who support the uniforms is that they don't want children to be individuals. They want them to not have different clothing on. Oh, because your clothing shows your status, and we don't want the children to know who's got more wealth. Or, you know, there's all these excuses for why they...
Everybody's got to wear
this.
A Chairman Mao suit to school.
Well, in some cases, they've got mandatory hairstyles, you know, like military academies or whatever. You always have to have the same haircut. Again, it de-individualizes people with those circumstances. And so, yeah, I don't disagree that washing your hands is a good thing, but being obsessive about it, mm-hmm. I don't think is a good thing. To some extent, it's not a bad thing to get a little bit of dirt in your life.
You need it.
Yeah, so get some germs in your life. Build your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
855-450 free, but this thing's going to turn out a bunch of...
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representative representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number, if you want to join us, comment on whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, you can sign up for the Free Talk Live email list. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's pretty much on every page of the site, usually down towards the bottom of the page. So go and get signed up for that, and we'll keep you in the loop with the things going on with Free Talk Live when you need to know them. So we continue with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
Right back into your calls and thoughts. Mike is in North Carolina listening online. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
You guys a couple nights ago.
Welcome back.
About the incident in Madison with the police department attacking me and the wife in the parking lot.
Can you recap briefly for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, so we were just enjoying some couples time, and we're in church parking lot. Cop came up, demanded ID, and threatened to smash the window. And he did about 25 threats, eventually pulled us
now,
out.
When you say you were enjoying some couples time in the church parking lot, do you mean that
did you
were...
pants on?
Yeah.
Yeah, pants were on. We were just talking.
Okay, you just... Yeah, right. No, just for our listeners, when you called the first time about it, you mentioned that you'd literally just pulled into this parking lot. You weren't there for very long at all before two
right.
cop cars pulled in. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so they eventually arrested me because I wouldn't give them ID. And that case is still pending. The DA is pursuing it. And what we need help with is it's supposed to be adjudicated on the 19th, which is Wednesday, here in Rockingham County, North Carolina.
Oh, you were the blind guy. That's right. You
yes.
Blind Justice was your YouTube channel. Actually, we went there looking for the video. I guess you hadn't posted it yet. Has it been posted since then?
No, it's there. It's the might be the pinned one. It's the one from Madison. It's on the 21st of February. Anyway, the issue we're having now is I made a ADA request with the judge to allow me to go to my court case with my vision aids. So I have different things that help me navigate and help read documents and different things like that. And the judge sent a letter saying that if I show up to court with my vision aids, that they will hold me in contempt and arrest me.
That's bizarre.
Wow. Yeah. So right now I'm kind of damned if I do, damned if I don't. They're threatening to arrest me, of course, if I don't show up. And now they're threatening to arrest me if I do show up and demand to have equal access as a blind person.
What's their justification for that? Did they give it to you?
No. So they're required to in writing, according to the ADA. They're supposed to have it in writing explaining how it's an undue burden or a fundamental change to their policy or the way they do process. And it's not. Like, simply me having a camera or maybe taking audio notes or video notes is not a change of their. It doesn't affect them. Like, they can still adjudicate and do all they want.
I think you've got these guys on the ropes. I mean, they've just violated the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, and that means that, that means big old fines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's Judge Freeman, and right now, I'm planning on attending, and we'll find out if they're going to arrest me at the courthouse steps and hold me in contempt or whatnot. But, yeah.
I love this guy. He is a rabble-rouser, and we were really enjoying some of your videos as we were watching him during the breaks. This guy is awesome. I mean, he's a blind guy who just stands up for his rights, and it's pretty inspiring, I think, what you do.
Appreciate it. Yeah, just letting you guys know, so August 19th, this coming Wednesday, I stand on, stand on the rights, stand on the disability rights, and we'll find out if they're going to beat me up and throw me to the ground again like they did.
How often, you obviously have a camera operator or an editor because, it's probably pretty hard to edit video as a blind guy. So there's clearly somebody who's helping you out. Is it like your girlfriend or wife?
Yeah, it's the wife. Yeah, the same one that is in that video where she was terrified, man. She was scared to death when that guy was threatening to smash the window in her face.
Yeah, that's the one video that we didn't notice there. There's one on your channel with the Madison Town Hall that looks like you just streamed it live within the last hour. But prior to that, there's nothing in the last 4 days. So I don't know if that video that you're referring to is actually there.
It's back from February 21st. It's probably titled something like Kidnapped Again.
Oh, okay. I thought it had just gone down when you had called us. I apologize. Okay,
no,
so Kidnapped Again.
It's just now getting through the courts. Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, now we'll know where to look better. Okay, yeah, I can see it here. Kidnapped Again, February 21st. There it is. Okay, cool. I'll make a note on that. Mike, keep us in the loop as to what goes on. Are you able to get video cameras into courthouses?
You can't bring a visual aid with a camera.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. They're trying to lock it down. North Carolina is pretty tyrannical with body cam and any kind of anything from the police or any law enforcement here. They say it's not a public record, so it's crazy.
We need to get you up here to New Hampshire, man. It's, things are a lot more interesting up here. You can get cameras into courts, or at least previous to COVID, you could. I don't know what's going to happen. It's actually, I'm going to be at a courthouse on the 19th as well, because they're having their first trial here that they haven't had a single trial in New Hampshire, the whole state of New Hampshire, for, 3, 4, 5 months or something, 5 months, I think, since basically March. And so they're going to have their first one on August 19th. So I'm going to be there for that. I'm going to be doing jury outreach on that particular day because it's the first time I've been able to do that in months. And I also want to go observe the trial. I want to go observe the jury selection as a member of the so-called public, as a member of the so-called media. I want to go there and observe this, and we will see what happens. So maybe we'll both have some things to report on the 19th.
Jury nullification. Yeah, spread the word.
Thanks, Mike. Will do. I appreciate it. Good luck out there to you as well. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Kirby in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Mark, you asked, you didn't know who Kamala Harris's skin color mattered to the most?
Who does it? Yeah. You think
we will vote for anybody who we think looks like us. We don't care about her record. But when she was DA in California, black folks couldn't stand her. White folks couldn't stand her. But now, because she's running for president or vice president,
maybe president,
will ignore. Yeah, quite possibly president.
Yeah,
because old Joe ain't gonna last for 18 months.
We don't know. We don't know if he's gonna last the Democratic convention.
I can't say what I wanted to say. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. But there is a website called KamalaHarris.info. Believe it or not, you cannot post that link on Facebook.
Yep.
It has been blocked.
What?
It's voter suppression. Yes.
I've heard that.
If you go to that site right now and try to post something from there onto Facebook, it's not going to allow it.
Oh, these are the same people.
Voter suppression.
It's the same people behind the Joe Biden site, the joebiden.info, where it's got all the videos of him, like, inappropriately touching and sniffing small children.
Well, that's why he picked Kamala Harris. She smells the best.
Yeah, she probably does smell good, but,
Kamala Harris. It says right here when you go to kamalaharris.info, the headline, Kamala Harris for arresting the people. Kept nonviolent criminals in jail to put out forest fires. When federal judges in California wanted to expand their prisoner release program for nonviolent criminals, Kamala Harris's lawyers argued against it. Her lawyers claimed that releasing them would cause prisons to lose an important pool of forced labor for putting out California's wildfires, for which prisoners only get paid $1 an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then there's more.
And so we're going to elect a slaver and his favorite slave catcher.
Yep, things, they haven't changed very much. Thank you, Kirby. Great call. Always appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but so many people are going to try their hardest to ignore all this information about this woman.
Imagine the pain you've experienced, you know, whether that pain real or whatever you care about that pain. Imagine the pain you've experienced in order to simply vote for somebody based on their skin color. Like, I can't imagine, I've never, you know, been in a situation like that where I would make a judgment about somebody based on their skin color.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's tokenism, right? Like, what's her track record? She was a prosecutor.
She was an attorney general.
Was she?
She was the top cop in California.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I still don't know if that's enough experience to be like, this was the best pick. It wasn't the best pick. This was the pick that was a female who was also a minority, and that's why he picked her. And the fact
and
that that doesn't bother people, yeah, should and it should bother them. Like, it's just tokenism. We should be picking people based on their character, not identity politics and just trying to fill check marks in the box.
Well, but all of their characters are all awful. I mean, they're just all terrible human beings. She's just one of the worst.
Very true.
By the way, Mark, I did the very end of that story about the Southwest Airlines kicking the 3-year-old boy and his family off because he is autistic and refused to wear a face mask, even though they had a doctor's note, because Southwest Airlines is now saying it doesn't matter if you have a doctor's note, you're not welcome on our airlines, and that's what U.S. or American Airlines says. CNN Travel points out that many U.S. airlines are taking a hard line on masks with carriers, including Delta, American Airlines, and United, adopting a policy of banning passengers from future flights if they fail to wear a mask. Now, that doesn't mean they have the medical exemption or not.
Right.
But,
well, that's the important part of this. I understand that you can't just wander onto an airplane and say, I'm here for mask freedom, and get to sit down.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a 3-year-old autistic boy who's got a note from his doctor,
you're not flying on Southwest.
They turn the plane around.
And you're not flying.
I think there's a suit.
On American. And maybe there will be a suit, and we'll see how it goes if that happens. But in the meantime, they're not going to let you fly. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.